Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our special Consistency 365 series. I hope you're having an amazing day today. I was having a conversation with one of my clients the other day, and sometimes I just get right to the direct feedback, and I always try to do it with empathy because I've been in dark places and I've made poor choices, and I've put my health and my goals on a back burner for excuses that were pretty lame. So I get it. And at the same time, I think sometimes we just need people to speak frankly to us to snap us out of a pattern of telling stories that don't serve. When you have what you perceive to be an obstacle come up in your life, I don't have time to do this, or I got injured, or my circumstances changed, or I'm just in a funk, I don't want to, I'm in a bad mood. Whether you have excuses or you have solutions depends entirely on how you carry on the conversation with yourself. So whether you end up with a solution or whether you end up with an excuse is determined by how you carry on the conversation with yourself. So let's say today you committed to working out and you have a plan for when you're going to work out, but you got home late and then your kids needed you for something and you're feeling a little tired and your knee is sore. Whether you come up with a solution or an excuse depends entirely on how that conversation goes. If the conversation goes like, oh, I don't have time today and my knee is kind of bothering me, so I probably shouldn't do anything, I can do it tomorrow, no big deal, that conversation is the reason for your excuse. Or if you end up with a solution, I don't have as much time as I thought that I would have and my knee is bothering me, so maybe what I'll do instead is a circuit of upper body stuff in the living room because my kid needs me nearby. If you come up with a solution instead of an excuse, it's entirely because of how that conversation went. Today I have a bunch of work that I want to get done, but also my stepdaughter is here visiting and we have some kids of our friends coming over to swim in the pool, and I need to be more present than I plan to be because of that, because there's just going to be other people in the house. If the conversation goes like, oh, I just don't have the time today, I need to be outside supervising the pool, then that's how the decision goes based on the conversation. But if instead I say, you know what, if I wake up a little bit earlier and I spend this much time doing these things in the morning, and then when the kids go down for a nap, I do this, and when it's just me and the older kids outside, I can bang out these few messages or these few follow-up calls, and then tonight after they go to bed, I'll finish up the rest of it. If I come up with a solution, it is directly because of the conversation I had. So all of this, all of our results, if we go down the path of excuses, if we go down the path of solutions, all of it is because of the way we talk to ourselves, about our choices, about our circumstances. This is the opportunity to practice. Whether we argue with our spouse over that thing that was irritating us, or we connect, or we choose peace, the path that we end up on is a result of the conversation we had with ourselves about it. This is a theme in the consistency course. This is something we coach on every single week. It comes up again and again. But when you get it, and it transforms absolutely everything from how you feel to your relationships, to your results, to your confidence, to your consistency, absolutely everything. Whether you end up with solutions or excuses stems from how the conversation goes with yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.